Hey everyone, welcome to September 2nd and Pray Today. We are going through this month with the stories of famous hymns. And, you know, we have generally labeled songs in church over the years as praise songs and worship songs. So when you think of praise songs, many people think of fast songs, and worship songs are slow songs. Well, that's not entirely accurate for a lot of songs. The bottom line is this: all of the songs that we sing in church are to be worship songs, to honor God and who He is. But there are even slow songs that are praise songs. You think about a modern song, or fairly modern, Praise You in This Storm. It's a slow song. It's a difficult song. It's a song of mourning, but it's a song of praise. But going back to the fast versus slow songs, growing up in church, most of the hymns we sang were slower hymns. This one today we're talking about is a faster paced song, not necessarily a song of praise, but it's a song that's about what we are to do with God's promises. So the song is called Standing on the Promises, and let me tell you a little background about this. It was written by a guy named Russell Kelso Carter, and there's quite a story behind this one. A lady that wrote about him named Linda Schultz, she writes that his history, both personal and theological, passed through some deep and disturbing waters as he searched for balance in his beliefs. So he, as a young man, had heart issues, and he wasn't supposed to make it very long. I think in his 30s he had heart issues. So as a very young man, and he decided to follow the teachings of a popular faith healer. So he saw this, quote, faith healer, and he was healed, it seemed, from his heart issues. And so he began to form this theology that said that all human physical suffering should be healed because Jesus paid for it on the cross. And this is a popular belief even today for so-called name it, claim it theologians. So then he began to believe in this so much that he began to teach others this misaligned theology. It's called atonement theology, or name it, claim it theology today. So stay with me here, because this is important. So this guy continued, Carter continued to believe that healing should always come without exception for those who believe. And so it was a matter of what we do and how hard we believe and how much faith we have. Until this theology that he owned didn't exactly work out what he believed. He continued to have horrific health issues, both mental health issues and physical health issues. He got divorced, which was in that time unheard of and terribly not accepted in society. And eventually Carter realized that he had been misled, and verses had been taken out of context or taken out of their original meaning in the Bible. And he eventually got to the point later in life that he said, healing by faith in this age is a matter of special favor by God and is always peculiarly under the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit. In other words, God's in charge. He sees a way, he sees a plan that we don't get to see, and he doesn't always heal us from physical pain and disease. That's part of the sin in this world. It doesn't mean that every sin we personally do leads to disease, but he opened up his Bible and came to realize that in this life, difficult things happen. But he wrote this song called Standing on the Promises, and it's a song that reminds us of what we're to do. But here's the important part. We're to look in the Bible, we're to see the promises that God makes for us, and we're to stand on them. You know, Carter late in life said, God, whether I am healed or not, I am fully consecrated to the service of the Lord. And that's a stance that I take in my own personal life. And if we look at the Bible for what it is, we can stand on the promises that God has for us. Let's pray together. Lord, your word is full of promises, and it's easy to be misled about what those promises mean. Lord, I just pray that we would look into your word when we see a promise that you make, and Lord, that we would look and see who that promise was made to, and what the situation was, and is this a promise that is prescriptive to one group of people at a certain time, or is it something for all of us for all times, Lord? And we believe you give us what we need in the Bible to see the answer to those questions. God, we want to stand on the promises you have for us, and some of the biggest promises we have to believe in is that you love us, that you sent Jesus to die for us, that we will be in heaven with you forever, that you will return, Jesus, and if that is in our lifetime, that would be awesome. And if it's not, Lord, we know we will still see you face to face. Thank you for the promises that you have forgiven our sins. And Lord, that you want us to be with you. We love you. And as we sing this song today or listen to this song, may we remember that your promises are worth standing on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of Christ my Savior.